Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Grace, what's going on today?
Hi. So I have been sick since February. Like, I've gotten every cold, flu, everything that's gone around, okay? So now I've taken to, like, wearing a mask, you know, like this protective medical mask I'm anywhere, like out in public. And I think it's really helped, but my husband will not stop making fun of me. He's so ashamed. And I just want our people, your people, to back me up and say, like, I need to do what's best for my house.
So if you leave the house to, say, go to the grocery store or something like that, you'll wear one of those medical masks?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Hold on. Let's get your husband on the line, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
What? To what do I owe the pleasure?
Charlie, we're calling you today for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Want to let you know that we spoke with your wife, Grace, who tells us that you have a problem with the fact that she's wearing this medical mask outside all the time. What's going on?
I can't believe she called you. That's unbelievable. Okay. I don't know. You know, listen, I love my wife, but I think, you know, she's been either sick or... I don't know. I'm not even sure she's been sick on and off all winter. I'm a little suspect of her, like, claiming to be sick now. And now she's wearing this mask.
You're calling me a hypochondriac? Like, that's your response? I'm not a
you, Gracie,
you
yeah.
Not. Yeah, honey, what do you mean? I'm inventing my cold?
Listen, Gracie, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm really suspect of this. It doesn't make any sense at all, and you're looking crazy. I mean, people are starting to go, here comes the crazy mask lady.
But you just said that you didn't believe that I got colds all winter.
I think you had a cold or two, but I don't think you got sick all the times you said you did. I think you were making a big deal out of nothing.
Well, let's talk about wearing the mask now. I mean, as far as the wintertime goes, I mean, that's over. So you're still wearing the mask now. What are you doing? Intend on wearing that mask the whole time?
All those colds are still going around. I mean, seriously, if you had been sick as long as I was sick, you would do anything. I want to breathe out of my nose again. I have dreams.
You've been to the doctor. What did he say? I mean, come on. How long do we
have to... He said there's a lot of different viruses going around.
It looks like you're on the streets of Tokyo. It looks like you're on the streets of Tokyo, honey, avoiding the smog. We don't have smog. Come on.
Well, I think we should ask.
Well, guys, listen, what we do is, yeah, we ask our audience. And Grace is right. If they agree with her, though, Charlie, then you won't give her a hard time. If she wants to wear one of those masks all around town whenever she feels like it, then it's up to her. But they may agree with you, Charlie, that she looks ridiculous and somebody needs to tell her, and it may as well be us. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
I'll listen to it okay. Yeah, sure. I'll abide by what they say. You bet.
All right, give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
That's a check of your early morning forecast on Star 99.9. I'm meteorologist Scott Hindy from Channel 3 Eyewitness News.
County TV and appliance temperature 52 right now in Beacon Falls.
She's been sick all winter long, and now she's still getting sick. She's come up with a way that she can protect herself. It's wearing one of those surgical masks.
I mean, I think that that's really a falsehood. I mean, that's not going to work for you. I mean, honestly, you're just keeping everything that your body's trying to expel right there in your face again so you can breathe it back in.
Well, you're not getting all the germs, though. Isn't that why people wear them?
You're getting your own germs.
Charlie is so embarrassed that his wife Grace is rocking this every time they go out. Does she have a point that she's just trying to protect herself, or is she just being over the top? 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven, what do you think about this?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm on the husband's side. You know, if nurses can work at hospitals and see sick people all day and I have to wear a mask, then she probably shouldn't. And there are things that she can do, like taking, you know, vitamin C every morning to help boost her immune system. So I'm sorry, I'm on his side.
Every time I see somebody rocking one of these, I just wonder, what do they know that I don't know? You know, I'm like, wait. am I supposed? Remember when SARS was a big
thing? Right, you're like, what is going on in here?
Yeah, and like, does that actually do anything? Wearing that thing, does it?
I mean, to be fair, where they're usually wearing it is the other side of the world, and smog is a huge concern over there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not really the case here. If you were living in Los Angeles, it wouldn't look so crazy, but here in Connecticut, come on.
Sometimes I see it like at Grand Central, people walking around wearing that, and I'm like, what is happening here? Like, you know?
I don't know.
We got a lot of calls coming in, and we're going to get to more of them. If you want to chime in, call us too. 1-800-330-9999. She wears one of those surgical masks everywhere she goes because she's been so sick so long that she thinks this will help prevent her from getting more germs, and her husband thinks she looks nutty.
It's allergy season. She's probably not even sick. Star 99.9, today's best mix. Honda of Westport, couple score. I mean, I get it. I sympathize with Grace. You had a long winter. You didn't feel well. And if you think it's making you feel better, that's good, I guess. But the truth is, if you talk to a doctor, they'd probably be like, no, Charlie wants her to stop doing this.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Ian Raven.
Definitely the husband side. I think Grace sounds a little crazy.
I mean, fair enough. It's kind of weird, I guess. Like, I don't understand. When I see people on the street, I stare at them.
You know, when you put a mask on, like, think about when you wear, like, an old Halloween mask. You're just sweating in that thing and breathing in that thing. That can't be clean.
Right.
You know? If that was my wife, I'd walk probably 5 steps behind her.
Hey, good morning. I'm a physician. She's nuts, period. Case closed. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? That's right. He's like, you know what? 8 years of college, I can say that. I'm going to make this phone call 20 seconds or less.
She is officially out of her mind. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. I am absolutely on the husband's side. I work in the school system with elementary children, and you know what? There are just seasons like winters that we're sick a lot. But you know what? You can't go out in the world with a mask on because you'll never build up your immunities. I mean, some seasons are just like that. Absolutely, I agree with the other person who said she needs to either take vitamins, you know, build up her immunity, maybe even go to an allergist. Maybe it's that. But you can't walk around every day that nervous and paranoid that you've got to wear a mask.
Oh,
no.
This is right up your alley right here.
I mean, this is everything I love.
You love to get germs. I mean, Anna's like outside licking curbs.
It's true.
Somebody grabs a handle on a door, she grabs it and then kisses her palm.
It's true.
It's just strange.
I firmly believe that the more germs that you are exposed to, the stronger your immunity system is. And I do this to Hayden, too. Like, if somebody's sick and they're like, oh, you don't want to come over, I'm sick. I'm like, nope.
Is that a cold sore? Give me a kiss.
Right.
Let's
right
do this.
Kiss me. Yeah. I believe that. I really do. It doesn't kill
Don't
you,
kiss
makes
anybody
you
with a cold sore, kids.
That's what
Don't
Kanye that. West said, right?
I thought there was no more Kanye West references on this show.
Oh, sorry. All right. We want to hear from you, though. What do you think? Does she have a point that she's just trying to protect herself and her husband's overreacting? Or is she just kind of taking it over the top? 1-800-330-9999. I'm a Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning. And Charlie called in because his wife, Grace, has been sick for several months at this point.
Yeah, a cold, maybe some flu. Who knows?
Right. All of it. You know, everybody's been sick all year. And she says that what she's done now to help stay healthy is that she's been wearing one of those surgical masks, and he's humiliated by it. Says, go to the grocery store, she's always got this thing on. It's so embarrassing.
She's driving around in her car, right, walking out of the house, that type of thing.
Right. So does she have a point that if this is helping her stay healthy, then go for it? Or is she taking this over the top, and does he have a point? Like, this is humiliating. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Well, I think it can be an easy compromise. I've seen a couple people walking around with, like, the thinner, stylish scarves around their mouth. So it's something that they put with their outfit, and it's not as noticeable as a white mask over your mouth.
Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
Oh, my God. It's the universal answer. Everybody's forgetting that we went up to the altar. We said we do. And I'm married 20 years. And my wife is not a fruitcake. And so am I. But the bottom line is, once you go up there and you say I do, that's it. That's the universal.
That's it.
Starting for a crazy world.
For richer, for poorer, for masks, for not, right.
That's right. Sickness and health. So she wants to act like she's sick for the rest of her life. Well, there you go. Now she wears a mask.
I love it. He's just like spouting off to his neighbor. He's like, hey, she's crazy. What can I do?
She wears a mask.
I married her. This is my life.
20 years. Nuttier than a fruitcake. What am I going to do? I mean, that's the best.
He's like, this is my life. You know, he's like, I could fight it or I just, you know, go with it, ride it out.
She wears a mask now. We're getting close to a verdict. If you want to chime in, call us.
Oh, man.
Oh, 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven on Star 99.9. You know, she wears a surgical mask because she's sick of being sick and her husband's just embarrassed by by her because, you know, she's wearing a surgical mask when they go out to, like, the grocery store and shopping.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, she's got the freedom to do whatever she wants to, but it would be a little bit weird. Star 99.9, today's best mix, is the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Grace and Charlie at odds over the fact that she wants to keep on wearing this, says it keeps her healthy.
Right. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the wife side. I actually recently, only because I think there's certain circumstances, like if you have an immune issue, I'm pregnant right now, and I work in the school system, and it was brutal. Like, I'm 9 months pregnant. I'm actually having a baby tomorrow.
Ooh, congratulations!
Thank you. And I was sick the entire winter, so I totally get it. There's certain cases where sometimes if you're repetitively sick, then, you know, you don't want to be sick anymore.
This is Michael from Greenwich, and I am so on the husband's side on this, because if you think about it, how do we get immunity? By getting sick. So all she's doing is making herself less healthy by not allowing herself to get sick and her body to create antibodies to fight the sickness.
Right.
Definitely on the husband's side.
Science. Right there.
Anna loves that.
Science.
Yeah. She loves it.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I'm actually a nurse. And I was listening to it. She's been wearing a mask and she's still getting sick, probably because she's not washing her hands properly. That's actually the best preventive medicine for anything, is to wash your hands properly. And she's probably touching things and touching her face and still getting sick. So the mask isn't doing anything for her. So I'm on his side.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Grace and Charlie. And Charlie, our audience agreed with you. Grace, people understood your need to try to stay healthy, but it does look a little bit odd, and it's making your husband uncomfortable to be seen with you, and maybe you should take that into consideration as well.
Frankly, it can hold just as many, if not more, germs in that mask, depending on how often you're changing it.
Exactly.
Okay. And look, I will stop wearing it.
Look, we can explore what's making you not feel good if you're not feeling good. Honest. I mean, we can.
All right. I love you, honey. I will not embarrass you anymore.
Thank you.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.